8. That he would grant them a godly mind, sound judgment, and a virtuous way of life. Such faithful individuals who are attached to the things of life should pay attention. For if we are encouraged to request these things for the uninformed, consider what we who ask for others should devote ourselves to, for our way of life should align with the gospel. Therefore, the prayer's structure transitions from the teachings of the gospel to the behavior. In response to the words that he would unveil to them the gospel of righteousness, it continues with that he would give them a godly mind. And what does godly mean? It means that God may reside within, for he says, I will live within them and walk among them. 11:16-12. When the mind becomes righteous, when it discards its sins, it becomes a dwelling for God. 11:16. However, when God resides within, nothing human will remain. The mind thus turns godly, expressing every word from him, acting genuinely as the house where God resides. Therefore, the one who is foul with words does not possess a godly mind, nor does the one who finds pleasure in jesting and laughter.